matters arising. A number of items here, and that's why I just put up the marker. First of all, update on uses of the new central harbourfront sites. I think what I'd like to ask, Wendy to do here, if you like, is to update us on the proposed temporary uses. We did have a briefing at the full commission on the 4th of June, but obviously things have moved on. And I thought it would be useful if we, as this particular task force with responsibility for this area, had an update this afternoon. So, Winnie, could you? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you, members' support for the proposed temporary use of the new Central Harbourfront site at the last meeting. And clearly, both the government and the HC would like to put good use to the site, benefiting the public in the interim, pending the longer-term development. As some task force members did not attend the last HC meeting on the 4th of June, so I'd like to take this opportunity to briefly recap the proposed uses. So for the slide, you see Area A will be a temporary entertainment site with an observation wheel and some ancillary facilities. Areas D and E will be a temporary event site to bring vibrancy and diversity of activities to the harbour front. And areas F and G, which is next to the Tama Park, will be a temporary passive open space and a pet garden, respectively, and managed by LCSD. And after the last meeting in June, actually the harbour unit has presented the same to the Central and Western District Council at the fifth meeting, which was held on 12th of July. And the District Council has expressed the full support to our proposal. For Area A, we are now preparing the tender documents for the short-term tenancy. Hopefully, the tender could be issued in September or October latest. For the areas F and G, CEDD and RHSD are now working on the design of the sites, aiming to blend well with the green carpet, though the design and the facilities will be relatively basic due to its temporary nature. And task force views will be sought on the design in due course when the design is ready. Harbour Unit has also taken the opportunity to discuss with the relevant departments on the enhancement of the connectivity and accessibility to the new Central Harbour Front. And we do have a little achievements in the last month. And as you see on the screen, for the at grade crossing from Central Barrack, which is next to the City Gallery, there is at grade crossing to the new Central Harbour Front across the Long Wall Road, and it will be open for public use in about 3 months' time. And the other one is the is that we propose to have a footpath between Area A and D, which would connect the open space in front of the Central Pier number 9 and 10 of the Pier number 9 and 10 to the new roundabout. And so the members of the public can walk from the Central Pier number 10 to City Hall along the road D6 and then across Long Wall Road. And we will continue to work on other possible proposals to enhance connectivity and accessibility in the vicinity. And we will update the task force on the latest development at the next meeting, and it will be a regular update item for this task force. Thank you.
Members' questions? Could we just leave that up, Winnie? Can you? The full size, sorry. It's gone. Can we leave the slide up? Sorry. Yeah, that one, yeah. Thank you. Could I just ask you about timing of F and G? Seems to me they are fairly critical in providing a more holistic experience on the waterfront. At the moment, you've got Tamar, but not a great deal around it. Any idea on the timing of F and G?
For F and G, the site will be ready. For a pet garden and a passive open space should be ready by next autumn winter time in 2013. We aim to complete the necessary works in about a year's time.
Please.
我哋區議會咧，其實就已經討論咗呢個嘅即係圖啦。區議會嘅成員咧，普遍都係支持嘅，都係支持呢一個嘅方案，亦都希望佢盡快咧能夠獲得通過。尤其是就住嗰個寵物公園嗰度咧，都提咗一啲意見，就主要就係嗰個泊車位嘅問題。因為我哋都睇過咧，就灣仔嗰、那個臨時寵物公園，當初咧係即係有人去，就是、因為佢能夠即係叫偷雞有啲泊車位啦，就冇人抄啦。咁但係而家我哋睇到中環上環嗰個抽水站嗰個寵物公園咧，係冇呢一類咁嘅設施嘅，係令到好多即係養寵物嘅朋友咧好唔方便。所以我哋提嗰陣時咧，都希望佢考慮喺寵物公園期間都要諗埋點樣去。俾一啲泊車位，適當嘅泊車位，俾翻啲寵物人士，因為嗰度除咗行過去咧，冇乜地方去得到啊，咁所以我諗泊車位係有一定嘅需要，亦都反映咗俾即係阿姜太佢哋嗰邊知道噶啦，已經嚇。咁其他我哋都係希望佢盡快落實嘅，亦都好支持嗰個方案嘅。
We need you on to react.
For the car parking space, actually we are working with the departments to identify possible temporary parking space in the vicinity. So we have actually heard that from the district council already. Thank you.
Any other questions? Obviously this is work in progress. It's something that I think we need to keep a very close eye on. I think public expectations, aspirations are pretty high about what's going to happen on the central reclamation.And clearly, even if it's a temporary experience, it needs to be, I think, a quality experience. I think that's very important, very important. Maggie, please.
Sorry, it's just a question. I thought when we discussed it last time that it wasn't necessarily going to be a Ferris wheel on A, that we said that there were other uses that people had suggested.Somewhere along the line, obviously, somebody's decided it's going to be a Ferris wheel, and I'd quite like to know whether our suggestion was considered that it should be an open tender for an attraction of which Ferris wheel could be one.
Certainly that was discussed at the meeting. Winnie, where are we on that particular proposition?
We are working on a tender which invites a Ferris wheel which has...members viewers have been consulted, and actually we have also consulted the DC on that, which has a general support of having a wheel at the site. And actually we are working on that STT for quite some months since earlier this year. So we are planning ahead with thisobservation wheel with some other entertainment facilities which the bidders can propose in the tender.
So does that preclude other attractions? If someone wanted to make an alternative suggestion, a proposal, could they?
They could include other entertainment facilities on top of the wheel.
But the wheel is a
yes,
a
there is a wheel.
The wheel is a major is a requirement, if you like, of the tender. I see. Does that mean that in fact the bidding will be very limited? In reality, I would have thought that there aren't going to be many bidders just for if you restrict it to a wheel.
May I just supplement, because we are working on a two envelope approach for this tender.So basically, we do have some standard requirements for the proposal, and we can't having just an open idea of having anything on the site. It couldn't work for a two envelope proposal as such.
Paul, sorry.
Yeah, I think we can be more open-minded about the opportunities for people to bid for the site. We can indicate a preference or desired uses or desired entertainment or desired attractions that are available for the community. We can describe the kind of standard that we want to be hitting and then see what comes in. I think we can be more open-minded, not just be a Ferris wheel. I have other issues on this point of the temporary uses, but as I just arrived, Chairman, I hope we can have a meeting in a different function room in the future. If we can, maybe the AOB item, but I have other issues. You let me. Can you guide me when those, I should talk about the rest of the SDTs for this area?
Shall we have it now, Paul? I mean, just give me an indication of the issues you want to raise, because I have got an item under AOB which picks up some of the correspondence you've been having with the harbour unit.
The issues is primarily I want to make sure that this site is very open, that there is no fencing, that the whole area looks like a hole rather than three sites in the future, or four sites with fences around each of them. I think the parameters should be for anybody that bids for it, that they create an open space with lots of permeability, rather than having a four ring-fenced sites in the end. I think what we want to be here is more like for the entire area, like you're in a World Expo, but without the fences around it. You can walk anywhere, the pavilions everywhere. I think this, we have to be very, very careful that we don't put a bureaucratic constraint on how we look at this site. The whole waterfront as a whole. And what is currently happening, and in my correspondence with Winnie, I'm afraid that I see steel fences and things like that coming back twice. So I'm really worried about the attitude towards the opportunity we have here. And I think we've got to change that. So that's what I'd like to discuss.
So an integrated solution, which I don't think anyone would disagree with. I don't think anyone would disagree with this as a general direction. Winnie, do you want to react? I mean, as I said, I see this very much as work in progress. You yourself said you're going to be briefing us every meeting on the progress that's being made. One of the suggestions I was going to make, Paul, on this was that we perhaps have a separate meeting, a separate session on the central reclamation. It is so important from a public aspiration and a public expectation perspective. Can be working, can be proper task force, whichever members prefer. But my sense is that we need to spend time debating and examining each site, and then, as you say, coming up with that comprehensive solution, which is essential, I think. So, members happy if we deal with this in a separate session? We can make it formal, or we can make it informal. The challenge is holidays. It may have to be, I would suggest, after August. And that's not trying to duck, but we've got half the members away at the moment, at least half the members away, so it's not easy organising meetings. But as soon as possible, as soon as practicable anyway, I suggest we have a session on Central. Winnie, are you happy on that? I think a working session would be useful for everybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just on the Ferris wheel before we move on, maybe things have gone too far that you can't change the tender document, if you like, but there's nothing, I think, to preclude you inviting or at least allowing non-conforming bids, if you like. So there's a conforming proposal which has to, if you like, include a Ferris wheel, but if someone has an inspired idea, if you like, which is non-Ferris wheel related but would make a major statement in that location, it'd be a pity to preclude them, I think.
Yeah, I just want to supplement, because actually we have gone through a lot of process to come up with a tender exercise, and we are actually towards the end of the exercise, and we plan to launch the tender say in September. If we need to make amendments to the key elements of this tender, we have to redo it again, which means that we will take another 5 to 6 months before we can launch another exercise. And I thought we have been getting consensus from district councils, and actually most of the members are not objecting to having a will, and we have discussed that at the Hong Kong Task Force like last year, that we are supporting to have a will. So we are working on a little bit flexible on the proposal that you can have a will and other entertainment ancillary facilities. So in the site, which is a little bit bigger than the original proposal of the hall organization long ago, so you can have a will and other entertainment facilities that you consider that enriching the vibrancy of the harbourfront. If we have to take away the will from this tender exercise, I think we need at least 6 months to get it done all over again. But we have the flexibility on the D and E side, which we are actually now on in the progress of preparing. So we can have a little bit more flexibility for D and E. But for A, if we have to take away the will, it means another 6 months' time of preparation have to be done. So that's what I submit.
Yeah. I mean, just clarification. I don't think we're suggesting you should take away the wheel. We're saying that, in addition to the wheel, you should be willing to consider other interesting ideas, if you like. But I think all we can do is urge you to perhaps be a little more open-minded in terms of the options as you consider the tenders. Peter, sorry.
Yes, two things. There's wheels within wheels. You know, the London Eye is a wheel. It's very expensive. It's enormously popular. Technically, its operation is remarkable. But you know, if we're simply talking about a sort of you know, big tall roundabout, you know, then they do happen in cities, certainly. But they're not terribly nice. They're more of an amusement variety. So I think, again, I mean, we've got to be a little bit careful, perhaps not necessarily in the tender, but certainly how we look at the proposal when it comes in, because there is a quality factor there. The second thing is that I have seen correspondence about a tall lookout building in the area. Again, I'm not entirely sure where that came from, but I have seen bits of correspondence, one just landed on my desk the other day, of people supporting it. Is this something that we have really discussed and supported in the past? Or
Winnie, any proposals for towers or tall structures?
Mm. No? Good. Because I was going to vote it down anyway.
Paul, last comment. And we
My last comment is, if the words are changed from two Ferris wheels and accelerator to Ferris wheels and or entertainment facilities, so delete the word ancillary and replace the word and with and or, then I think you're fine. I can't see the legal department's going to shoot you down. It's a two envelope. We're having complete separation of the financial bit and the creative bit. So, Chairman, I don't see any reason for this to go back for 6 months. I challenge Winnie to explain to us why that would change 6 months to make these minor amendments.
All right. Well, Winnie, just take it. I think take it back. We're suggesting more flexibility. That's all.
I'm afraid I don't have too much flexibility on this point. Because it's a tender exercise, we have to compare apple with apple and not apple with orange, to be specific.
All right. Well, I think let's just minute the views then of this particular task force. Obviously, we have differing views to the administration on this one. Right. Moving on, if we can, paragraph 2.6 of the previous minutes, One Chai Development Phase 2. We're going to be covering that under agenda item 3. Members asked for a briefing, and we'll have that. Paragraph 313. This was a discussion we had about the Oil Street site, and particularly about the art space project. And I think members will find or are about to be handed a note. Have members got this one-page note from LCSD, which I think is very positive, which in fact makes it very clear that there are no intentions to erect fences around the art space, and indeed LCSD is considering an integrated design linked to the adjoining open space and landscape areas. So I think concerns we have that the arts space might be fenced off and might be totally detached, if you like, from the Oil Street development, and particularly the open areas, is fortunately unfounded. And LCSD has already recognised the need to integrate the art space with the adjoining areas. Members, any comments on this? I mean, this is positive, I think. LCSD, you want to make any additional comment? Thank you. Paul?
Chairman, I mean, our comments were based on the plan that was circulated earlier. In the replacing the plan is now this written comment. So but we haven't seen a revision to the plan that was circulated. The circulated plan earlier clearly indicated a physical boundary on the north side of the site between the buildings and the rest of the open space. So if that is going to be changed, can we just be circulated a plan so we can clearly see that?
LCSD, please. Thank you.
Yes, a very short response. The red line shown on the plan we circulated earlier is an existing boundary, because at the moment it's two different sites, so there is an existing boundary there. And at the moment, our art space projects confined within, you know, our own space. And the POS, the public open space, which have been presented by the developer in the last meeting, is just an initial proposal. And we are still, you know, we need to discuss with developer on how to bring forward the project. And so when we really go into the details of that project, we will certainly take, you know, members' comments into consideration. And our intention is also to remove all barriers, you know, between, you know, these two different sites. But at the moment, there is the boundary there, and the boundary will remain there for a while until the POS will be developed in due course. I hope I have made the point clear. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Chairman, just to clarify, that means that it will be in the same configuration as the tea house in Hong Kong Park. The buildings will stand completely open and accessible from all sides as integrated buildings integrated in the park.
Chairman, actually the site is on ground is now at different levels. If you have been there, that this is on the two levels. So we will in future in the design make sure that, you know, connectivity between the two will not be disrupted but what the future design will look like, I cannot tell at this moment without, you know, a concrete design, but I'm for sure I will take members' comments into consideration, and connectivity, openness will be maintained. Thank you.
Thank you. In due course, come back to us with your design. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Paragraph 317 of the previous minutes, waterfront planning in North Point. Again, we've got a presentation, a briefing coming up in the agenda proper under item 5. And then later in the agenda also we've got a briefing from THB on the ventilation buildings. There's been a lot of correspondence, members wanting to better understand, particularly on the design solutions, and that will be dealt with under AOB. So, members, any other matters you want to raise under matters arising? As I say, Paul, I think central is best dealt with in a separate meeting. Sorry?
The site visit, Chairman, is that being dealt with separately? I mean,
well, we can pick it up under AOB, or we can pick it up in this other meeting that I'm suggesting we have when we talk.
Well, maybe AOB and then see what the list, the critical ones, and then we'll pick up from the separate meeting.
Okay.